I'm Matt.
And I'm Rachel, and we're with you on the Explorers podcast with UCB.
We're going to explore how we can adventure with God together. Every person of every age. And that means you. Hello, Rachel. It's good to see you today.
Hi, Matt. It's good to see you too.
I've just got one question for you today.
Okay, what's that?
Why are you holding a boat?
Oh, this little thing that I have here. Well, I think it's going to help us today to think about Jesus on a boat.
Jesus on a boat? Did Jesus go on a cruise?
Oh, Matt. No, of course he didn't go on a cruise. I don't think they had cruises back then. It would have been more like a fisherman's boat.
Oh, gross. Why would Jesus do something like that?
Well, people have got to eat, Matt. And also, I think it was quite a common way to travel.
Really?
Yeah. You know, in the summer holidays last year, I went on a cute little boat a bit like this.
Ew! Did it smell like fish?
Actually, no. No, it didn't.
So, it's not really the same as Jesus' story at all, is it?
No, absolutely not. This Jesus story is a little bit more scary, but it also is going to tell us how powerful he really is.
Shall we get our bodies, hearts and minds ready to hear from God?
Oh, that's a good idea, Matt.
We want to help everyone to learn how to listen to God and understand how he speaks to them.
You're right. God speaks to people in so many different ways, but life can get busy and our thoughts can get so loud. It can be hard to listen to God and learn to feel what he wants to say to us.
So, at the beginning of this podcast, we're going to take some time to relax our bodies, to quiet down those loud thoughts in our minds so that we'll be in a better place to listen. Let's start by taking a big breath in and out. And another one in and out.
My body is God's. My mind is his. Every breath reminds me that he lives.
He stills my body. He quiets my mind. His word reminds me how I've been designed.
I listen to him. He speaks to me. Through his spirit, he helps me see.
All that he's made, everything that he's done. I'm thankful for Jesus, God's only son. One more big breath in and out.
So today's Bible story comes from Matthew chapter 8, verses 23 to 27. And Jesus has just been teaching the people who follow him all about faith, all about believing in him.
Yeah, and lots of people were crowding around Jesus. So he wanted to try and get away to spend some time with his close friends.
Why don't we have a listen and see if there's anything that God might want to say to us?
Jesus got into a boat and his followers went with him. After the boat left the shore, a very bad storm began on the lake. The waves covered the boat, but Jesus was sleeping. The followers went to him and woke him. They said, "Lord, save us, we will drown." Jesus answered, "Why are you afraid? You don't have enough faith." Then he stood up and gave a command to the wind and the water. The wind stopped and the lake became very calm. The men were amazed. They said, "What kind of man is this? Even the wind and the water obey him."
That storm must have been terrifying.
Oh my goodness, I know.
What do you think it could have sounded like? Why don't you join in with us and make some storm noises?
Whoa, yours are very loud. Oh, and I bet the boat would have been really wobbly as well, like really rocking. oh, I wonder what that might have felt like. Why don't you wiggle around and see what the boat might have felt like as well? Oh, it's very wobbly. Don't be sick.
Whoa.
Well, that's exactly what the disciples, Jesus' friends, would have felt like. The wobbly boat, the big loud sounds, it must have been very scary. But these were hardened fishermen. They were used to being out in the water in choppy conditions.
Yeah, the rain and the wind wouldn't really have scared them easily. They were tough fishermen. So why were they so afraid?
Okay, let's play a game.
What have you got in mind?
Okay, well, I've got two spoons here and a dice and a big tub of water. I don't know if you've noticed it.
Yeah, but what are we going to do with those?
Okay, I'm going to give you a little paper boat that I made earlier. Mm-hmm. We're going to pop it in the water and we're going to take it in turns to roll a six. If you roll a six, you get to spoon water onto the other person's boat and try and sink it. Okay, can you see these?
Yeah.
Yeah, little paper boats that I made earlier. Here you go.
Actually, the white one. Thanks. So we basically have to throw a six and then try and sink the other person's boat.
Exactly. Right. Let's give this a go. Okay. You can go first and I'll try and roll a six. Let's pop our little boats in. 3, 2, 1, go. Okay, go for it, Matt. Try and spoon that water in.
Oh, this isn't easy.
Okay, I'm rolling. Oh, six! Stop spooning!
Oh, what?
Put the spoon down!
Can you pass me the dice?
Oh, yeah. Right, I'm spooning.
Five,
I'm spooning.
Two.
Oh, six!
Six!
Six, right!
Right, your ship's going down.
Oh, no. Oh, you sunk my boat! Oh, that was so much fun. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, it was. But that's exactly what Jesus' disciples were afraid of, that their boat was going to sink in the storm.
You're right. The boat sinks when water gets in. Jesus was teaching them so much in this moment. And we've actually had a question sent in from one of our listeners here. Shall I read it to you?
Yeah.
Okay. They say, why did Jesus say not to be afraid? And how can I actually obey him?
Wow. Why did Jesus tell his friends not to be so afraid? And how can we do the same?
That's such a good question. Thanks for sending it in. First, we can trust him. They could trust him. He made the water after all. He's completely in charge of it.
So, because Jesus is the God who created everything, he's in charge of it all.
Yeah, exactly. He was showing his friends how powerful he really is. And the second thing he was teaching them is things in the world can be so heavy and they can make us afraid. But if we have Jesus in our life, he won't let the world sink us. You know, we don't have to be afraid of those things because we have him.
The water is kind of like the troubles we have in the world. And sometimes we can get really afraid that those things are going to go wrong for us.
Exactly. But when we have Jesus in our boat, I mean our life, we can trust him that even when things get scary, he's in charge, he's in control, and he's not going to let it sink us.
Why don't we pray and ask God to help us to remember that?
Yeah, good idea. And let's listen to him as well. When we talk to God, he always wants to talk back to us. You might get a thought or a word or picture in your mind, or a warm feeling that just makes you feel like he's with you and he loves you. These are to help us to listen to him and to get to know him more. You can ask a grown-up to help you if you're not sure.
Jesus, please help us to know that you are strong, that you're in charge, and that you are always with us.
And please show us that no matter how scared we are, you are bigger than those things, and we are safe with you. As we listen to this Bible passage again, why don't you try and use your imagination to think about what it might have felt like and smelt like and sounded like if you were one of the disciples in the boat with Jesus?
Jesus got into a boat and his followers went with him. After the boat left the shore, a very bad storm began on the lake. The waves covered the boat, but Jesus was sleeping. The followers went to him and woke him. They said, "Lord, save us, we will drown." Jesus answered, "Why are you afraid? You don't have enough faith." Then he stood up and gave a command to the wind and the water. The wind stopped and the lake became very calm. The men were amazed. They said, "What kind of man is this? Even the wind and the water obey him."
Well, this has been so much fun.
It really has. And do you know what? I've got you a little boat as well. I think we should have a little race now.
Oh, great idea. Thanks so much for my little boat.
You're welcome. We have loved exploring with you. We really can hear from God, no matter what age we are.
Today we've learned that Jesus created everything and he's in charge of all creation.
We've also learned that nothing is too scary for him. And when we have Jesus in our boat, I mean, in our life, nothing can sink us.
If you have any questions about following Jesus or hearing from God, we would love to hear from you.
We absolutely would. You can email us at podcasts@ucb.co.uk.
We can't wait to journey with you again and learn how God speaks to us through his word.
And remember, you can practice this any time. God loves it when we speak to him and he always wants to talk back to us.
We'll see you next time for Explorers.